Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Venezuela, the vote is on Sunday the 28th. A very large mystery as to how it is to be done. The headlines in Reuters introduce the contest. What to know about Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro seeking a third term? And Mr. Maduro, in a quote on a broadcast on state television, "Come rain, shine, or lightning, we're going to win by a landslide." He adds very carefully, his victory is an irreversible fact. I welcome Professor Ellis because we've been watching for weeks as Venezuela stage manages this election process. Maduro is in a position to win big. Other strongmen win big. But how is it to be done? Professor, a very good evening to you. The mystery remains. Edmundo Gonzalez, who represents the opposition party after Ms. Machado was disenfranchised by Lawfare, he is a senior diplomat, charming in his simplicity. He's said to be 20% ahead in the polling done in Venezuela over these last weeks consistently. And so the mystery, how Maduro's confident of his victory. Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening to you, John. Well, certainly the statements that Maduro makes about his victory are very believable, that if there are elections on the 28th, that the results of the polls will probably show an overwhelming victory for Maduro. That may not reflect what the people in Venezuela actually vote for. But first of all, I think it's important to note that really we've been here several times before in terms of the student movement in 2007, national protests in 2014, the congressional victory in 2015. Time and time again, Madurismo has been able to use control of state institutions to either distort the vote or rob votes after they've occurred. Right now, what it appears, first of all, is that you have to credit the opposition. There's a sense that the growing frustration that's led 7.7 million Venezuelans to leave the country, and just the frustration over the separation of families and other things leads Venezuelans to have hope that this time things could be different. Although most, and including most of the analysts that I talked to in the United States, admit that probably that won't be the case. But Maria Corina Machado has run an exceptionally courageous case. The workers with her, despite constant attacks and threats against her and others, the harassment of those who support their campaign activities, the jailing of any number of people, including briefly, actually, Maria Corina Machado herself. Also, Edmundo Gonzalez, who again has a background as a diplomat, very erudite, soft-spoken, despite the death threats and the dirty tricks, he has run a remarkably unifying and well-spoken campaign, despite what could have been done. So you really have to credit it. Despite adversity, what the opposition has been able to do, unifying themselves this time at a level not seen before. Unfortunately, having seen that, it is also, given the factors that Maduro will be considering, almost impossible to imagine that the overwhelming actual support for removing Maduro, some say that in the polls, a 20, maybe even up to 40% advantage for Edmundo Gonzalez and the opposition will not translate into outcomes. First of all, because Maduro and Chavismo knows that they have everything to lose, not only power and access to ill-gotten gains, literally calculations of hundreds of billions of dollars that they have looted from the coffers over the past 25 years, and all indications that U.S. Justice Department and others essentially, have their name, that losing power would involve likely losing their liberty as well as losing those ill-gotten gains over time. Also recognizing that every time that they've been in this position before, they have been able to prevail by holding tight. National protests in 2014, in 2017, in 2019, again, by holding tight, by using a combination of control over the state repressive apparatus, which effectively didn't collapse because of its infiltration by the Cubans and because the repressive apparatus itself had the a vested interest in not allowing a democratic transition because they themselves have been involved in corruption. And so time and time again, when they have held this, eventually through a combination of violence and others, oftentimes leveraging extra state apparatuses, such as the colectivos or gangs like Tren de Aragua, they've managed to disperse and wither and intimidate the protests that always occur after one of these things. And frankly, controlling the state apparatus, they've already been chipping away in every possible way to ensure that the polling advantage doesn't turn into a real outcome. They do this by, limiting the number of polling sites and the difficulty in accessing and actually voting there in opposition controlled areas. They do this by, violence that makes it difficult to get to those polling sites. They use control of the media. They already have instituted a shutdown of many access to many national media channels. They have strictly limited the number of election witnesses in the way that you can actually witness the election. And of course, at the end of the day, there's the old tried and true tricks of stuffing ballot boxes, burning or altering ballot boxes, and frankly, simply changing the vote. Many of the key international, the credible electoral observers, such as the European Union and others, have been excluded. Only pro-regime observers such as SALAC have been allowed. The Carter Center will be there, but in a very limited way that the Carter Center itself admits. And at the end of the day, despite all of that, if that collectively is not enough to produce a numerical Maduro advantage, they always have the option of simply canceling the elections or shutting something down or finding a reason to disqualify Gonzalez afterwards, et cetera, et cetera. So it's again a very impressive, courageous campaign with hopes more now than before that this time it could be different. But virtually everyone I've talked to believes would be very, very surprised if there actually is the reflection of this in an outcome that Gonzalez wins. And if he wins, an actual transition, which would allow him to come to office.
Game playing, Evan. We have an announcement from Reuters and others that the observers scheduled from Brazil have been rejected by Maduro. And Lula says something like he's disappointed. How does this advantage either Maduro or Da Silva? Because over these last months, we've been led to understand that Brazil is very simpatico with Caracas.
No, exactly, John. This is probably a minor detail, but Lula had made a statement that he was concerned about one of Maduro's remarks that if Maduro lost, there would be a bloodbath, as well as there was apparently an insult regarding the electoral system that led Maduro either for tit for tat or because he may have had some concern about how Lula would play, that didn't want the Brazilian observers there. But again, it's probably icing on the cake. And the likelihood is that even afterwards, if there is evidence of widespread vote fraud or robbery of the election, to date, Maduro has been able to count on, his allies, such as Gustavo Petro in Colombia and Lula, to have soft criticism, but not join countries like the United States and the European Union in, you know, actually meaningful actions such as sanctions or other matters.
The economy. Reuters also reminds us, whoever wins the election, Venezuela faces natural gas problems. Gas production fell to 50% of what it was in 2016. The opposition proposes expanding private sector's role. Maduro's government offers gas projects to foreign companies, but has unpaid debts, and the sanctions regime remains in place. So Maduro on Monday, if he wins the landslide he's predicting, is in a predicament. Does he have money to get out?
Well, Maduro has done about as much as he could to put a little bit of Venezuelan money in the economy to make people feel better in the run-up to the election. And that's surely being complemented by, for example, the distribution of ration boxes, clap boxes to those who favor Madurismo. But having said that, as you mentioned, there are broader structural problems. You have really two decades of systematic neglect of the oil industry. And so that cash cow, little by little, has withered. The Iranians have been helpful in repairing some of the refinery infrastructure, which has been falling apart, and giving them some light oil to dilute so that they can sell with the heavy oil that they have on the markets. And so, especially with lifting temporarily of sanctions, you saw a bit of a scramble that brought some oil production back up and some sales, which has temporarily boosted the Venezuelan economy. And certainly, heavy involvement in illegal activity, narco trafficking and trans-border activities with Colombia has provided a certain illicit stimulus as well as the illegal gold industry. However, as you pointed out, some of the deeper problems, again, the gas industry, the ability to pump natural gas as well as oil production itself is in a shambles. And on top of that, just years and years of defaulted loans, the combination, it's estimated, of judgment against Venezuelan companies for nationalization activities and breach of contract, plus the many different bonds that Venezuela has defaulted on. The total is something like $154 billion. And so, especially if the opposition wins, how to deal with the fact that there are just a dramatic series of cases against little declining generation of revenue the country still has. And so Maduro may be able to eke through with the illicit economy and control of institutions through Chavismo, but again putting a economy back together if the opposition wins, especially when the Maduristas control or continue to control the key institutions, will be a very, very daunting prospect.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, returning to Mexico. I'm John Bell.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.